Fight Back. Written by A.M. Dasu and read by Nikki Patel. We all laughed and then straightened our faces as Mr. Wilkinson emerged in front of our table. Okay, today we're going to talk about current affairs. Mr. Wilkinson swiftly turned on his heels and paced towards the front of the class, just as the last chair scraped under a table. His long arms stretched across the whiteboard as he scribbled something. Terrorism. Oh, great. I kept my head down and tried not to look bothered. Yes, Jaden, said Mr. Wilkinson. I looked up. Jaden had his hand in the air. He was grinning and staring right at me from across the room. Sir, we've got an expert in here. Just ask her all about it, he said, nodding at me. A few people laughed, as if Jaden was actually funny. I clenched my jaw and started clicking the button on my pen. Jaden, I'm warning you, said Mr. Wilkinson. Sookie put her hand up. Sir, maybe we could discuss bullying next week. We've got an expert on that here. She made a face at Jaden, and his smirk became a frown as the class whooped. Right, enough! Shouted Mr. Wilkinson, sweeping his blonde hair across his forehead. We've got a lot to get through. Turn over your sheets and read the newspaper article. I'll give you 3 minutes before we start discussing it. I kept my head down and flipped the yellow sheet over, hoping Mr. Wilkinson wouldn't let Jaden speak for the rest of the lesson. Sookie elbowed me and mouthed, "Ignore the idiot." It was easy for her to say. Jaden didn't send her a note saying she was related to a terrorist, and Sookie never got bullied for her skin colour or her religion. Most people didn't even know Sookie was Indian when they met her. And it wasn't like anyone who called themselves Sikh was going around bombing places. Even though I knew the attack had nothing to do with me, I couldn't help letting Jaden's words get to me. He'd always been nasty, but until recently I'd somehow managed to avoid being his target. Tell him we're not all like that. Maybe it'd shut him up if I didn't stay quiet when he dissed me. Next time, I told myself. Next time I have to speak up.